the say there of the Gemara now and also, I want to make a certain change in the way we'll be giving the shiur in Aram Rosso. We'll be giving the shiur in Aram Rosso up to Daf Samech Tet. And then we'll skip in the shiur. I'm not saying that you should skip when you go over the Gemara yourself, but in the shiur, so we'll be giving the shiur up to Boy Rove, Yishayle Behekim, Yishayle Behekim. And we skip in the shurim up to the Mishneh, Dafayel, Mitzov, when it's Rekno Rishus Rebaal, and then we'll go over till at the end of Amud, up to the Mishneh of Derech Talmid HaChomim, and then when we reach the Mishneh of Derech Talmid HaChomim, so we'll go back to Boye Rove, Yishayle Behekim, or Yishayle Behekim. I have a reason, All right. Nara Moroso, or Vio Bailo Mipirim Zorer. So in other words, so the neder of the Nara Moroso can be annulled by the action of the father and those. But if just one is made there, then the neder is not annulled. Hefer Avilo Hefer Abal, Hefer Abal Velo Hefer Av, any move. Suppose the father is Mefer. He annuls the neder. But the Baal didn't. So the neder is Kayim. Or the Baal did, and the father didn't. The neder is Kayim. So it is needless to mention that if one of the two was Mefer and the other one was Mikayim, so Mimele the neder is Kayim. All right. Now, Naram Rosso the Ram. Ovio Bailo Mefirin Lorel. Afilo Nidorin Kenodro Beido Pnuyo. The Oros Mefer Bekade me. Beishut Vese Beab. Kidise Bigmon. Now, there is. So the Ram says, and most Christians say that. The Rajbo, the Ramban, and I mean the Rosh, Tesves. That Oros is made for the king. That means Baal is not made for the king. Let's say in Yisuin. So the Baal cannot be made for Nidori before she got married. But Nara Moroso, so it cannot be annulled by one. So it requires the annulment of both, of the father and the Orus. So even in Neder, the Arusa made before she became Kodeshes to the Orus, so the father together with the Orus can annul it. Now, and that is actually Gemara, according to the Pshat of Moshe Rashaim, it's Gemara Mephoreshet, Daf Samach Zayin, Daf Samach Zayin on the base. The Gemara says, "Tozel, Amen. In base, Isha Nidor Oleima Shin Baal Meva Bekedmi." So the Gemara gives the Teretz to Bnei, "Oros Meva Bekedmi." Oros Meva Bekedmi. So the Ran explains it in that Rishonim. Klima Memai Damra the Baal in Meva Bekedmi Shmaminon Shein Oros Meva Meshulasi Daab. The Ovo Oros Meva Bekedmi. So how could the Keiach of the Orus be better to the Keach of the Baal to whom she is Nisro? The answer is if the Orus could annul the neder of the Arus by himself, then it would be impossible that the Keach of the Orus should be more than the Keach of the Baal to whom she is Nisro. But since the Orus by himself is incapable of annulling, and he is annulling together with the Av, so Memele, he can be Mayfair together with the Av. He can be Mayfair even in Dorim Kedim, because vis-a-vis the Av, there is no Kedim. So Adavuch, the Gemara is saying in so many words that the Norus is Mayfair the Kedim. Is Mayfair the Kedim. However, the Rav Amiri mentions the Shita, even though he doesn't agree with it, that an omus cannot be made for b'kei b'ni. Now, what will he do with this gemara? So, it's no kasha from this gemara. We haven't preached that gemara, but look at the rashi on that gemara that some are saying on the bay. Uminei, kaleima. Uminei, mid amren. Dieser Kohl hoch im Neikel mich mein Name die Lapo aus mir gute Meister. Der Hasche um a Bala Hasche dieses Le. Eine mei fabriken. Wa mir schon noch rocki si a Russel. Eine Gehol hof ach so schnis go bschu sei aus mei fabriken. Bit mir bis man si a Russel. Wir wollen nicht so so die morgens kasche ist die morgens reise es war. Because Baal is not mei fabriken. In other words, a Baal cannot be Mayfair Midori, not only cannot be Mayfair, the Baal, to whom she is Nisua. Baal means to whom she is Nisua, not just Arusa. So not only the Baal is incapable of annulling by himself the Midori, that his wife, to whom she is Nisua, made before she got married to him, but he cannot even annul the nidorin that his wife made before she was nichnis on the chuppah, after she was mukadesh. That's also kain. So he says, "Oh, smeich lekainim, beat me up, his man she arusav lenichnis of b'shusay." So vis-a-vis Baal, we call kainim even the nidorin that the wife, the arusav made before the nisuin. So the Baal cannot be made for by himself the nidorin that his wife made when she was already mikudeshes to him, but prior to nisuin, after erusin, prior to nisuin. So how is it that the norus could be made fair the nidorim of the arusa by himself? So mimela we have to say that the norus can only be made fair together with the av. So mimela there is no kasha. So too a baal cannot be made fair the nidorim that his wife made after Eresen, before Nisuin, because he is the only one who is made fair. But the Norus can be made fair the Nidorim that his Arusa made after the Eresen, because he is made fair the Nidorim that his Arusa made after the Eresen, together with therefore the collaboration of Dab. So in other words, all, according to Rashi's Pshat, all that the Gemara is saying, Goris Meva became me, means that the Arus is made fair the Nidorim that his Arusa made after the Eresen. Not that the Orus is Mayfair together with the Av, the Nidorim, that his Arusa made before the Eres. That not. So that, so mainly it's no kasha from this Gemara against that chite that the Miri mentions. So in other words, so that means, according to that chite that the Miri mentions, an Orus cannot be Mayfair even together with the Av. Nidorim that his Arusa made while she was a Pnuya. He cannot. But according to all the most Rishani, an Orus together with Av can be made fair Nidorim that his Arusa made before she became Arusa King. Alright. So he said, Vinaro de Nokat la Fuke Begris, Shein of Viorishusbo, Vinay for Nidoro. So he says, Shein of Viorishusbo. Vein a meifei nidorel. Vi oris name. Vi loy shit fosi di av loy motze meifei. Aval ho adin name di bas yudalef shonon. She nidorel nivdokin di ovi orus meifiri nidorel. In other words, it's not only ligabi naro. Naro means a gdeilo. But before she became a beggar. It takes 6 months between this man of narus, of gadlus, until she becomes Ibegres. So it's not only vis-a-vis Naro that the Nidorim are annulled by the joint action of the father and the Orus, even Mektano. So why does the Mishnah emphasize Naro? Not to limit it to Naro and Lafuke Ktano. Lafuke Begres. Lafuke Begres. But Tano, if Nidoreo Nidorim, in other words, if she is in Mufle Somachliish, that means Bas Yudalef Shono 1 year before Godless, Bas Yudalef Shono, Shenidoreo Nivdokin, the Ovi Orus Mefira Nidoreo. The old war is mefirinara. Now there is it. It's not negeya, but Sidran mentions the halacha of muflis amachlish. There is a very basic machlekes reshenim between Rashi and the Bahag. The Rambam Shita is like the Bahag. Now, what does it mean, muflis amachlish? According to the Bahag and the Rambam, muflis amachlish means a year prior to the goddess of Shana. That means a boy is a muflis amachlish at the age of 12, and the girl is a muflis amachlish at the age of 11. But sometimes a boy does not become a godel at the age of 13. 13 is the age that it is necessary, that is required. But suppose a boy reaches the age of 13 and he didn't bring Shtesayres, so he's still a cotton. Suppose a girl reaches the age of 12 and she didn't produce Shtesayres, so she's still a ktana. So according to the Bahag and the Rambam, Mufle Somachlish depends upon the godless of Shonim. And even though it turns out that a certain boy produced the Cyrus at the age of 15 or 16, so we do not say that he became a Mufle Somachlish at the age of 14, because he became a godo at the age of 15 when he produced the Cyrus. No, the Mufle Somachlish does not depend upon Simoni, upon the godless, mamish godless, but upon the godless of Shonim. So even if a boy produced the Cyrus at the age of 15, so at the age of 12, he's already muflis amuchlish. Masha'imken Rashi Shite is that muflis amuchlish means a year prior to godless. So if the boy produced the Cyrus at the usual age of 13, so then he becomes a muflis amuchlish at the age of 12. But if it turns out that he produced the Cyrus at the age of 15, then it's a glory milsel mafreya that he was not a muflis amuchlish until the age of 14. So that's a machlekes. Now, here the Ran says also something. He says, Vinaro dinokat leafuke begres she'in lo avio vishuzbo ve'ine meifer nidorer. So what does it mean? So in Beigres, so it's not only that the father cannot be meifer, the father cannot be meifer, a Beigres. Let's say she's not an Arusa, and she's a Beigres. So the father cannot be meifer, because Bagrus is mitzio es abas mirshusa. But it's mashma from the lotion of the Ran, that the nous name beloishit vosi de'av, is loy motze meifa. So since he mentioned that, so what does he mean? That means that a beigres, so no one can be meifer on idor. Suppose a beigres is arus, not me so. A beigres is arus to a certain nose. So it's mashma from the lotion of the Ran here that neither party can be made fair, the nidori of the beigres that is aruso to a certain man. Why? The father cannot be made fair, because even if she is not aruso, it's yotzom yoshuso. Even if she is a pnuyo, so the moment she becomes a beigres, she is yotzom yoshuso vio. But, and the orus cannot be made fair either. Why? Because there is no aloche of orus being capable of being made for the nidorim of the aruso, except with the shutves of the av. When can there be shutves of the av? If she's an ar or a ktano, then there can be shutves of the av. But if she's a beigres, there cannot be any shutves of the av. And an orus has no authority to annul the nidorim of the aruso in soul by himself. Only be shutves the av. That's how it's mashma. And the Rashbo, the Chuvas Rashbo, says it in so many words. The Chuvas Rashbo. So, Chuvetov Kuf Samar Zayin. Hey, Shivoy Baruso Shein Loav. How about an Aruso that is a Yiseime? She has no father. She's a Gdelo. So she can be Mikabeles Ketushin Be'atzlo. If she has a father, so the Aloch is that the father can be mikabel kedushin for her. But if she is a yiseime, so and she is a gdelo, she is not a ktano, so mimele she can become mikodeshes midaito biatzmo. So suppose she is aruso, she's our son, she's his same. So, can the Orus be Mayfair? Can the Orus be Mayfair? So the Rashba says, the Kaimel on the Orus in the Mayfair will be Shitfesav. So, in other words, because the Aloche of Orus, of course, that's that expression is mentioned in Gemara many times in Perek Naram Rosso. But one could argue, that one could say that this whole aloche of Orus in the Mayfair el Bishutves the Av is only Shayach when there is a Kehav. When there is a Kehav, let's say she's an Aro, she's an Aro, she has a father, and she's an Aro, so then the aloche is in Orus Mayfair el Av. But if, let's say, she's a Yisema, she has no father, and there is no Kehav, or she's a Bakeress, it's the same thing. A Aro Yisema that has no father, and the Bakeress who has a father is the same thing. The same thing. So then we could say maybe the Orus by himself can be Mayfair. So the Rashba says no. The Kaimel on the Orus in the Mayfair will be Shudasav. So that's a halacha. That Orus does not have any authority to annul in Neder in Sol by himself. His whole authority is to be Mayfair, be Shudves of the Av. So it's not only if there is an Av. If there is a Keach Av, then the Av is me'akevim from being able to annul the neder of the Aruso in Sol. Even if she has no Av, even if she's a Yiseimo. Because the whole Keach of being Beifani Dorin by himself, not Mishutves, is delegated only to a Baal, to whom she is Nisur, but not an Aruso, not to an Aruso. This is what the Rashba says, and the Rashba says it explicitly in Tshuva Tov Kuf Samar Zayin. And from the Ran, it's also Mashma. Then, further you'll see, I mean, from other Rans, that it's Mashma, that he agrees with the Shita of the Rashba, and it seems that all Rishayim agree with that Shita, that the Halacha of Orus in a Mayfair, Elo B'Shutes Av, applies to all cases, even to Yiseimu and to Begis. It's the same on the basis. Alright, but there is one Rishon who says the contrary. That's the Tesis Reed. The Tesis Reed, he says that the Norus, if there is no Av, let's say Yisema, or a Naro Yisema, or a Beigres, so then the Norus himself can be made fair in soul, by himself. Actually, one could say that it's Gemara Mefureshes what the Rashba says. It's Gemara Mefureshes. Because the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, the final medallion, Meis Ovlin is Rekno Rishus Lebal. Meis Abal is Rekno Rishus Lebal. Vose Yofikeh Haav Mikeh Abal. Midovarache Yofikeh Abal Mikeh Abal. Shabal Meifa Bibagir. So then the Gemara says the final base. Hey, Chedom. Ilay Meshikicho Kishinaru Bogro. Mer Dimisa Mitzion Bu Bagus Mitzion Mishusav. Ma Misa Lenisrek Norishus Lebal. A Bagus Lenisrek Norishus Lebal. So it's a Gemara Meforeshes. But the Tesis Reed explains it. He says, Hey, Chedom. Ilay Meshikicho Kishinaru U Bogro Pirish. Vinodro Kishinaru Beshusavio. Viloy Shomachabo. So he applies the Gemara, where the Gemara says, "Ilayim shekicho kishinaru ubogro." So then the Baal, the Orus, can be made fair. So he says, "No, it doesn't have reference to a case." So the Gemara says, "No, that it cannot be made fair." So this Gemara does not have reference to a case where the neder was made by the Begeres after she reached Bagres. But the Gemara has reference to a case where the neder was made by the present Begeres. It was made while she was still in Aro. It's still in Aro. So at the time that the neder was taken, so the Orus did not have exclusive jurisdiction over her because she was still in Aro. But Mashenke, if the neder will be taken by the Aruso after she reached Begeres, then Enoch Name the Orus can be made for himself. פירש מנודרו כי שינערו בשביל סביר, ולשום עד שבוגו. אלו שכי, אלו, גמור עשס, כשכיץ, אלו, בוד, כשגמור פוסיס, כשכיץ או כשבייחס, פירש הוא עדין נעמד עם מוצר למימה, שכיץ או שכשנערו, ונודרו כשבייחס. אוי נערו יישאים או שניסה עושה מלאו. So the Gemara could have given that teret. Shechiv she'ino leo rishus av, ki im rishus ha'orus bilvad, ha'orus meifan idorer. The avol gav di ha'riuso, krinem bo ve'im bisi shon edom. Do'i b'ino nisuin el ha'afikim rishus av, ulachnis ha'kulo b'shus ba'al, avol hashti di leslo av, oi di bogro kulo, kulo kaimo b'shus ha'orus lofan edom. But he's a yochid, I don't know of any other issue. I mean, I know that all the Rishayim say like the Rashi, but I don't know of any other Rishayim who agrees with the Shita of the Tesis Rit, but the Tesis Rit Shita is not like the Rashi, but not like the Ran. In other words, that the Norus of a Yiseimo or of a Begres can be made fair than the Dorim of his Arus or his Son. All right. Now, Hever Avel, Hever Abal, with more important generation, the Inzor Lima Kiyim Echad Men, שינו אחד יוכל אופי, ובגמור הפורי חלום עלי למסנם. מה הוא לגמור? היי נראי ש... הוביאו ובאי לו מפיר לנדורר, או... Not worse, so the Gemara is asking, why does the Tanakh of the Mishnah repeat? It's superfluous. It says already in the Mishnah, Oviyo Bailo Mefir and Dereo. What does it mean, Oviyo Bailo? That it requires the joint hafore of the Av and the Baal. So that means that if there is just the Afore of one, not of both, so the Afore is not valid. The Neder has not become the node. So why does he have to spell it out again? Hefer of Lefrabal is not valid. Hefer Abal Lefrov is not valid. I mean, it's already implicit in the ratio of the mission. So the Gemara says, Mao Diteini, Oyovio, Ibailo Kotone, Komashvo. In other words, because the Vov can be a Vov HaMechaber, and the Vov can be a Vov HaMechaleik. Vov can have the meaning of end and can have the meaning of all. So if the Mishnah had not spelled it out explicitly, so then I would say that Naram Roso Vio Bailo Mefir Nidoreo means that either one can be made fear. So that's why the Mishnah spells it out, that the Vov is not involved in Mechalik, it's involved in Hamechabim. All right. Maude Teime, of you, Bailo, will he sagale the list Nachi Fushneim? The Toner, so the Kashi is Monevshech. So he could say, Loyal of Yilami Dodom Talmidi Bloshi Tzoro. So let the Tanya of the Mishneh spell it out, Achi Fushneim. He wouldn't have to elaborate and say, if all the Babal, why put in so many words? Lisagli do istachi pushne and di tone hoche have a minute lisage ba forest bar at the leaf of Abu ba forest of the hoodie sage in a mifre or shakilino vitalino bog tam bishmaiti loche tone ifra ba ifra ba ifra ba ifra in the movie. Now, vin toch lima shikin lechote. So the more the kashi lome lil misne, it is needless to mention, it's needless to mention. I mean, why does the Tanu of the Mishnah have to say it's needless to mention that if Kiyam Echad Mehen, so the Neder remains valid? So if it was already mentioned that where one was made fair and the other one was passive, so the Neder remains. So certainly, if one was made fair and that one confirmed it, so of course the Neder remains. So the Gemara said, so Lomu le Mishne Hashdi Yishlim Arifa Zebeli Zebeli Klum Ki Mechad Men Lomu le Tzrich Le Mishne. So the Gemara says Ki Tzrich Le Ki Gine Eifer Echad Men Ki Mechad Vichot Ram Kai Vnish Laka Mosei Ma Udi Teime Ma Idei Ki O Akre Komash Vod Mifirim Shneim Basachas. Now, so there is a machlekes, the Ram mentions between Ramban and Ramban. But I mean, let's consider the pshat of most Rishayim, not the shita of the Rambam and the Rosh. The pshat of most Rishayim. So the pshat of most Rishayim is that the Mishnah is telling us, v'yitzorach leimah shikim echot mehen, that even in the case, let's say, where the Baal was made for the Neder, of the Arusa. And then the father was Mikayim. And then after the father was Mikayim, the neder of his daughter, the Arusa, so he was Nishol Lechochem. And the halacha is that Nisholin Alayeke. Nisholin Alayeke. And if the Mishnah didn't tell us, so then I would say, if the Baal was made fair at the very beginning, then the Av was making, but then the Av was Nishol Lechochem. So it's a goyim from Afreya that there was no akome. So mimele, the afore of the Baal remains intact. So all that is necessary is that after the Av is nishal al akome, he should make afore. Not that the Baal should make a new Av, because the Baal already made afore. This is what I would say. So kamashma no. Since bishayte, before he was Nishal, so the afore of the Baal became bottle, the afore of the Baal became bottle, so Mimele, even though he's Nishal later on, and Akome, and it's a glory milsal mafreye, that Akome was Bitoyes, but since Bishayte, the afore was bottle, so it was not capable of being mitzurev with the afore of the av, because bishayte, instead of afore by the av, there was a akome by the av. So mimele, even though he's nishal, it cannot be relied. So according to the Ran and most Rish the Rambam, so the pshat in the Gemara is that if the father is nishal and akome, so then it is not enough that after the Shaila and the Akome, the father would make a Maisa Afore. But then the Baal himself has to make a new Maisa Afore, because the original Maisa Afore is gone. Because Ramkayim is like a Mosi. Maori, take my day, go Akre, come Ashville on the Finnish name, Vasach. Now let's see the Ram. So the Ran was bothered by certain kasha. The Ran Tesis was bothered by certain kasha. After all, many times the Gemara says Zuvin Tzolchlima Zukatoni. So why couldn't we say here? It's not necessary, but this is what the Mishnah is saying: Zuvin Tzolchlima Zukatoni. And here the Mishnah explicitly says Vin Tzolchlima Zuk. Vin Tzolchlima Shikim. So that we say many times. So he says here is different. Davo gav di uche di tanu li misne zu vein tzolch li mazu. Hayne dav ke bi mile de li dom la dod. Di avo gav di asye bas reise mi ka uche ma mi ka maise tonel. Avol hoche chode milse yi. De hifer echot vi ki em echot. Hayne mame she hifer ze bilo I ze. Va dife mene. See, when do we say, when is it common for the Mishnah, the price, to say zu vein tzolch li mazu? When the second din can be deduced through a kalvachimer of logic. Sometimes one din can be deduced through a kalvachimer of logic, but it's not the same din. It's only through a kalvachimer of logic. But here it's more than a kalvachimer of logic. Here it's a kalvachimer of logic, but it's the same aloche too. Besides the kalvachimer of logic, it's the same aloche. So then, the Tane, then it's not likely for the Tane of the Mishnah of the Baisa to say Zurin Tzofin. וחוץ רם קיים ונשע כמוסה כדאמרינו לי כמה עונדי נשאול על ההק מהו ריתאים הם מיידאי כאקרי ובאפור את המקיים לחוד הישג די דוח כה היפר כמש בלו עונדי עד המפיר עם שניים בסחס כלי מה שלא יפסיק בנכות לחברי דובו שהוא מעקב אפורי כי נעקום את היי דחיב דהי שייטה לב בר אפורי אפילו הפח אפורי כמה יסדיד או בוטל ויצור שיהיו מפיר עם אחשב שניים בסחס ומי הוא בחהי סגי שלוי תימר אין אפור אחר אפורי, וכיוון דה אפורי כמי יבדלה, סור למוצא מיפד לס, וכיוון דה עשר רמבן זל. אבל מדברי הרמבן מיימן זל, נראה, תכל שכל הקומת בין אפורת אחד לאפורת אידור, שוב נכיל להופיך. So the Rambam goes a step further than the other issue. According to the Ramban, all that the Gemara is saying, that once the father is Nishal Nakome, and he makes an afore of his own, so then it has to be joined with the new Ma'is Afore by the Baal. But if the Baal makes new Ma'is Afore, then the Neder becomes Mufa. According to the Rambam, so since one Afore took place, and that Afore was futile, so Mele no second Afore is of any avail. It's a big chiddush. Right. Aber mit dem Aram bei meinem Saal hier, ich hole schon mal kommen, wenn er vor der Hand lauf oder die doch, schon wenn ich hinlauf, und mir über das Sache Slav darf gehen, darf ich mir für das Schach ist, ich habe ihre Haare, wie ich sage, komm schon, hilf sich mit dem Teil, da war schon mal die Waffe. Wie ich hätte ihm, kiven die Heide, die Nose, dann lasch mich noch, mein Zoll, ich lehm mal die Tonne, die mir reiche, was ich mache, hat er aber zu kriechen. So, die ישל לימא די טאנ הוכע קטן קיב דא פאר דה חד דה חד לאף קומו אין צוג לימא די שקי מאחר פאר קמייסע לאב מידו ווי סומך טאנ דה שטאמע מיל זע די סוג חד זוי צטרופה די חד זיי לאבל למיסט אין צוג לימא היינ איך ביך די גמאר סו דה גאנ איז די קאשע נאו די מישט נס זוב אין צוג לימא וואט איז זוב אין צוג לימא זוג מין איט מינס איטס נידלס טו מענש אין אדר ווארדס איז די דאבל פושע. But according to the Kiftel of the Gemara, it's not such a double portion altogether. It's a bit chiddush. So how can the Mishnah use the expression, it's needless to mention, it's not a double portion. It's not a double portion. That's the kashya of the Ram. So he says, the Yesh Leima, the Ton, the Tan Hochet, given the Afor, the Chad, the Chad, Lav Klumu, in Zorich, the Mishkiyem, the Afor, the Kamaise, Lav Midu, Bissomich Tanu Nishtanu Milse, Dissu Lechazel Istrufe, Dier Chazye, Lomu Limis, Nen Tzorach Lima, Hane Kibir Gimori. So the Ran says, the Pshat in the Gimori is, that the Gimori is saying, that the Pshuti Shal Mishne is, when the Mishne says, Ven Tzorach Lima, Shekim Echot Men, Zub in Tzorach Lima. But, it's not Chayach, to say Zub in Tzorach Lima, if it's not just a Kalvachema, if it's not just a Kalvachema of logic, but it's the same thing, and the Kalachim, yeah? So the Mishnah implies, in other words, what is explicitly spelled out is, that it's needless to mention that in the case where one was Mefer and the other one was Mikayim, so the Neder remains. The Neder remains. But, why does he have to mention Zuvein Tzorech Leima? It is needless to mention, it is needless to mention. So, because he's implying that chiddush, but what he spells out, the Vein Tzorech Leima, has reference not to this chiddush, because this chiddush is not needless to mention, that has to be mentioned. That the Vein Tzorech Leima has reference to the case where one was made for the other one is Mikayim. But the reason as to why he spells out it is needless is to imply that chiddush. As if there had been no nether at all. So Hochname libosa de isha, nerzi elai gavre, kiul lehiki meilom. So why do we say, even according to the Rambam, not only according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the kashe is even stronger. But the same kashe is the kashe, even according to the Rambam, that a new afore will be capable of joining the afore of the Av to be rattled in there. But why should it be necessary for the Baal to make a new afore? After all, he already made afore. But there was akome. But it's going milk from Afreya that the akome was no akome. So we should consider it as if there had been no Akome, just as we can say there in the Braise, in Ksumes. So if because since it's Hitiro, so mainly it's not a case of Nimzol in Dorim. It's a case of Loi Nimzol in Dorim. So here it's a case of Loi Henkin. So why should the Baal be required to make a new effort? It's a very strong kasha. So he says, now we'll soon see what the Rashba says. The Ran only mentions the kasha of the Rashba, but the teretz of the Rashba he doesn't mention because he's chilek on the Rashba. But the Ran gives his own teretz. Uldidilaf kushi iklal. The kedushi mitech shi umayse gomu. Afal gav the chol zman shu leitiro. Lo yichayle, ki itiro amrin on the igloi milse de mikore chayle. Avla fore de chad nehane, kol shu litvei, di bach benaf shu lav midi, el bitzerufe di idoch. Ma filo bitzerufe di idoch limhane, kol zman shi neruyo litztare biyachat. Uchaditanye, the hefer echod men who meis, botlo lo hafrose, hilkach, kibu de hafore, de chad, afilo kol hekim chavre, I klishe tuve, kol heche de hekim, kibu de hishayte lo chazi le tzarufe, botlo le gamre, vichim le chazi, al hishayte le chazi nam vazazi. So it's here it's different. Why? Because here there is a special aloche. In other words, the hafore of inaram rosso, can annul the neder only for the joint afor. For the joint afor, there has to be a joint afor. And even though the Gemara says Mikas guy is Miklash Kolish, according to Bezalel, it's Miklash Kolish, so that means that the neder by one party, the father or the orus, is also accomplishes something. It weakens the neder. It undermines the neder. So in other words, so that only implies that there can be a partial annulment by the afore by one, through the afore by one. But in order to have a total annulment, a full annulment of the neder, then there must be a joint afore. And according to Bezalel, that Miklash Kolish, so it means not only joint in the sense that it requires the afore of both, but joint in the sense that in order to annul the neder completely, so the chaleis of the afore by the ab and the chaleis of the afore by the orus have to take effect at the same moment. So then you ask, but it's all right, the neder can be annulled even if the two afores, if one is v'shachris and one is v'arvis, as old Rishonim point out. So the answer is, even if let's say the Av is Mayfair at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then the Baal is Mayfair at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So that means that at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, when the second Afore takes place, then there is a joint chalice of both Afores. So not only the Afore of the Baal so takes effect, even the Afore of the Av that took place, Bimtzias, that mechanically took place at 6 o'clock in the morning, but when is it Chal at 4 o'clock? When is the Chalis? Even though at 6 o'clock it already weakened the Neder, that's only partial Chalis, but the full Chalis takes place at the time of the second Maizafor. So Mimele, actually, when one is Mayfair, so there are two chalaisim. There is a partial chalais. The partial chalais takes effect the moment one party makes the maisa afore, whether it's the Av or the Baal, and then the full chalais takes place at the time that the second maisa afore takes place. So Mimele, when can the joint chalais take effect? Only if there can be tziruf, naturally. If there cannot be tziruf, so the joint chalais cannot take effect. Joint means tziruf. This is what joint, in other words, the afore of the Baal and the Ov is considered like an afore by one person. So if there is no tziruf, so not only that the neder, so this is the chiddush of the Ran, and not all the Rishonim agree with the Ran. But that's the shita of the Ram. That if, let's say, there cannot be any tziruf, so then it's mivatel imafreya. The whole halay is in the parashat. And so that's the raya. So he says, uchiditanya, hey, the rechot menu meis, is botel afrose. Now, so the price says that if, let's say, the father was made for, the father was made for the neder, and then v'lo avlich meya, v'lo yispik abalich meya, v'lo yispik abalich meya, achimeis abal. So then the halacha is that the neder that it's loin is right no rishus. In other words, if the Baal was Meifa, release because of Lishmeya, Chimisahab, so we don't say Nisrek Norishus Lebaal, we say Nisrek Norishus Lab, but we don't say Nisrek Norishus Lebaal. So Mele the Neder is not Mufa. So according to the Ran Shite, so in the case of the daf samaches on the base, the second line, shomer ovi of heifer, v'lo yispik baal shmeya, ache meisov zui shishaminu meisov lo nisreikno rishus lebaal. Same question to baal. So the nether remains kai. The remains sky. Now the question is, why do we have? So we got me down, there is a special Zerosakosov of Makish, have Kid me Havayashino, that is like no vicious laugh. But we don't have such Zerosakosov vis a vis the Baal. Fine. So we don't have Zerosakosov that the Baal is Yerish, that the Baal steps into the shoes of the father. That we have Zerosakosov that the father steps into the shoes of the horse. But not that the horse can step into the shoes of the father. But without recourse to a halacha of Nisreikno, why shouldn't the Baal be able to be Meifer? After all, the Shoma Ovi of Heifer. So the father already did his, he fulfilled his chelek. He was already Meifer. So Zuish Shaminu Meisav Lisrekoshubal. True, there is no Zasakosov of Nisrekno Vishusbal. But the father was already Meifer, part of the Neder. And then the Baal wasn't Meifer. Let the Baal be Meifer now. He is Chelek in the Neder. The answer is, so the Ran says, because if it's Shoma Ovio, the Heifer, and then the father died, so then it's not Chozer Tziruf. It's not Chozer Tziruf. So if at any moment it becomes incapable of being Mitzuref to the Afore of the other party, so then it's Mivatul Mafreya the Afore. In other words, according to the Ram, now in this case, that Samaches on the base of Shoma Ovi of Heifalo, Velo Yispik Baal Lishmeya Achimei Soab. Zui sheshoninu meisav l'nisreik nevishus lebaal. What does it mean? L'nisreik nevishus lebaal. So the male of the neder is not bottom. So if she took a neder, let's say, not to eat the kazayis of a certain kikia, so the male, she's, in this case, even though the baal will be made fair after the death of the father, she'll still be forbidden to eat, partake of that kikia. But I would like to know what would be in the case of Shomer Ovi of Eifel of Lisbik Baal Lishmeach Meisav, so Loin is Reikno Rishus Lebaal, but the Baal was Meifer, this Chelik, and then she ate took Zaisi. Will she be Chayeves Malkis, or she will not be Chayeves Malkis? Now the Gemara says, Daf Samachtes Omed Aleph, at the very beginning, that according to Bisilel, so it's Miklash Kodesh. So if Anishe took an eder, the Gemara says that Samachtes and that Samaches. So it's not the full neder. So she's not allowed to partake of the ikya, but Mauke she's not chayev. So I would like to know, in this case, of Shoma of the Obehefel, the Reistik Baal Yishmeyat Shemeisov, so when Yisrek No Vishus Lebaal, so what's the pshat when Yisrek No Vishus Lebaal? There cannot be any zio. So what's the pshat if there cannot be any zio? So Mimele, she cannot eat even if the Baal is made there. So she cannot partake of the kikia, but if the Baal is made there, and she partakes of the kikia, so she's not Hayeves Malkes. She's not Hayeves Malkes, because in partial afore the wars, the father before he died was already made fair, so that already weakened the neder. Or here, in this case, of Shomar Via Behavelo, the Leistic Baal Ishmea Chemesaob. So the aloha is that since it's not chozal itziru, so then it's mivatel mafreya, the partial afore, that took place already. This is the Ramji. That it's mivatel mafreya, the partial afore, that took place already. It's true that there is a partial chaleis by the maisa afore of one, but only as long as there is a potential that this partial chaleis will merge into a full chalais. But if for some reason, on account of a certain circumstance, as in this case, where the father died, so Mimele, there couldn't be, and in the lifetime of the father, the Baal was not made for as yet. So there couldn't be any tzil. There couldn't be any tzil of any merger between the Aporeh of the Av and the Aporeh of the Baal. So since there is no potential, there is no possibility of itziruv, so that is mevatle mafreya, even the partial chaleis. So that contra. So mele, if the father, since it's loyis neikor ishus lebaal, so if the baal will be made fair, and then she'll eat from that kikea, so she'll be chayev esmalkis. Not only she'll be osur. But as far as the Gemara is concerned, we could say all that the Brisa implies is that in the case of Shomer Avio, the Hefelo, the Lohispik Baal Ishmea Shemeitza Av, because if it's Nisraik Norishus Lebaal, let's say in the other case of Shomer Bailo the Hefelo, the Lohispik Av Lishmea Shemeitza Baal, Zui Shishaninu Meisa Baal Nisraik Norishus Leav, and the Av can be made fair, and then the whole nether is an old, and then she's allowed to eat on the kikia. So in this case of Shomer Via Beifalov, Leispik Baal Ishmea Shemeisov, so it's Loinis Reikno Rishus Lebaal, even if the Baal is made fair, so she's not allowed to partake of the kikia. But Malke, she will not be Chayeves if the Baal is made fair. Because the only aloche that the Brisa mentions, we could say, is that since there cannot be any tziruv, if there would be aloche of Nisreikno, then there is tziruv too. But since there is no aloch of Nisreikno, so that there couldn't be any tziruv, so the joint chaleis is impossible. If the joint chaleis is impossible, so there cannot be a total, a full afore. There is all, but the partial afore that took place already remains intact. So Mimele, the neder is a weakened neder. It's Miklash Kolish. So Mimele, she will not be chayev as Malkes. We could say that in the Brisa, but this is not the Ramshit. The Ramshit is that the afore by one is capable of weakening, of being maklish in there, only as long as there is a potential, there is a possibility of tzil, of a joint chaleis, of both afores. But the moment that this possibility is precluded, then it's mevatel in the partial afore. So it's mevatel mafreya even the parashah for it. So mele, if the baal, in the case of loinis neikorishus lebaal, even if the baal will be made there, and the isha will partake of the kikya, she'll be chayev es malkes. Not only she'll do eva anavere, but she'll be chayev es malkes. So that's his raya. So mele, he says, daran. So why he says? So he says, uchiditanye, dei ferechot menu meis, but la forosi, hilkakim da forid echad, afim gloi hekim chavrei, klishetume, True, let's say in the case of Amkadishus Iso, Amnashim on Nidorim. So the question is, does she have Nidorim? Does she not have Nidorim? So the retroactive effect of being Eitel Mafreya the Nidorim means that she does not have Nidorim, so maybe she is Mekodeshes. Masha'inkin here, there is aloche, that if at any moment it is not destined, it is not destined to attain a merger, a joint afore, so then there is no possibility of ever attaining a joint afore, so mainly that is mivatul mafreya de ma'is afore. So now let's say if the Baal, let's say at 6 o'clock in the morning, it was made for the neder, and then at 7 o'clock in the morning the father was making. So at 7 o'clock when the father was making, at that moment, as of that moment, there was no potential for a joint afore. So mimele that was ikal mafreya. So even though later on yishel hochem, so it cannot survive the neder because it was already became bottle mafreya. It already became bottle mafreya. Now, the Rambam shite is. Now, all right. Before we discuss the Rambam shite, I don't know whether we'll have the time. So here let's see how Rashi explains this gemara. Let's go over the Rashi. The whole Rashi from the Mishnah. Daram rosa ovi o bailam fir nerel. Uloch enok at naro ni daf ke naro shim shi sovir. Ki da amrinon nam misach stube sov zakoim di shibit mas yidir mitzir rosa daro bizman shi naro. U mofik lo maikro. Now Rashi doesn't mean daf ke naro la fuke ktano. What the Rashi means daf ke naro la fuke beikres. Hefer avi im shonei vle hefer abal ele shosak. Meis leis. Oy hefer abal ולא איפרה דשתיקושי של זה מבטל את הפרושי של זה ואין צורך לא מעריך לקיים אחד מן הנדר הפרושי של זה מבין לסקו היינה ראשי דחיב אם דקטון אל ביו ביילם פרינדרה או לא מלמיס נעשו איפרה בעל איפרה היינה ראשי זה מעקב על זה מה הוא לתאים את יואב דקטון איפרה הווה אמיני הו דקטון אל ביו ביילם פרינדרה או מה שמה הוא יביאו אי ביילו זה בלי זה לא רק נעשי ותבואי מפיר ביחד ואין צורך לא מעשיקים אחד מהן Lom misne klau, mi mil ye dane, de laf klumu, de hashte iver zebel oi ze. So the nether remains valid. So Allah has kamo vichamo, when kiye mechot. Ki yitzrich alei, li misne, vin tzor li mashkim echot men, ki gen sheifer echot men, ane, de u bo achir vi kime. Vicho zara mekayim, vi nischarit, ma she kime, vi nish al chochom ala kamose. Boi bihim she shoma, vi kime. Di ava akomed, lo imatzmat ali chochem. Motzmat ali חוכם סוין יוכל הופיה ואילו יהווה הקומד דמעט לחוכם מוצ לו הופיה ומולוך יצר למי שישגים אנחנו מהם דמעו לתאים למי דייקים להפקימו דו אקרי בחרות עושה ואויל דלהפקימו עוד איש עלי כאיפה לדומה ואין צורך לאופה יסר כמה שמון להווה אפורה שיופירו שניים בסחת שזה נמי יופיה So according to Rashi's first then there is a second pshat second lotion So according to Rashi's first lotion there is no dikarash of the There is no kasha from the Gemorin Suves of Amkadish's issue. Because according to Rashi's first lotion, the Gemorah doesn't even mention such a big chiddush that if the Baal was Mayfair, and then the father was Nikayim, and then the father was Nishal Chochen, so then the father was Mayfair, so it's still necessary that the Baal should make a new afore, and that the old afore cannot be joined to the afore by the Av. That was made after Yerushalayim Lechoch. There is no such thing. There is no such thing called Rashi. But the Hava Amina of the Gemara was that it shouldn't even be necessary for the father to make afore, because since the father was making, and then he came to before Lechochem, he said, "I have charot." So I could. The Hava Amina was that since he said before the Chochem, "I have charot." That in itself is a ma'isafore. So mele, once the chochem is eikeh, the hakome, so it's not even necessary, it shouldn't even be necessary. I could say that it shouldn't even be necessary that after the het chochem, that the father should make afore. Because the shayla lechochem, that he should be matter the hakome, that in itself, I could say, is a ma'isafore. Is a ma'isafore. So kamashmo no. That the Shailo Lechochem does not constitute a ma'isafor. So memele, the father, after the chochem is matada kome, the father is required to make a ma'isafor, an explicit ma'isafor. Then the old ma'isafor by the baal will be joined to the afore by the av. Not that it's necessary for the baal to make a new ma'isafor. That's the pshat minimum. Then there is a second lotion, and the second lotion is like Ram. Yenache, my deik yo akre v'laf kimu, de do akre b'charotosei umotz meifer komash melon, to lehave afore adem ifirim shneim basachtz, v'lo ishe yitztorchu, lehofi yozeim ze mamash basachas, elo hoche boi leina, kol sheilu reitzi, yecheilim lehofi basachas, avoze achaze mifirim, lafuke yichedei v'rechot v'kiyem echot, שאין עמקיים יוכל לאופר בשור שאופר זה עד שאיש על הקמוסי דולו כלמי מבסך הסממש בינון דו כסיבי עם שומי דו חולה יהיה עימות על האופר כל מפקין על מכאן. So the second lotion in Rashi, the second lotion in Rashi is like the sheet of the Rambam. Now, let's see the Rosh. The Rosh has the same sheet that the Ram attributes to the Ram. Now, let's see the Rosh. Maori Tain, Oy Vio Bailo, Vodloy Tono Vio, Bailo Mifir Yardov, Inzelishin Amish, Vinisha Lakomos, Kidamun Likamun Nishon Laek, Komash Mon Dadi Mifir Nishnem Kahas, Klima Shoyevsek, Shaw, Ben Beisa Forest, Shoyachin Roll off here. Kinoche shekedim shenishal lo yorou lo ofir. Hilkach nizbat laforosei. Veafil. So according to the Ramban in the Ram, nizbat laforosei. So it is necessary that the Baal should make a new ma'isafore. Together, which will be joined to the afore of the Av. And that will annul the neder. So he says no. Veafil im yofir horishen yimei pam shenis in the mail. That's like the shita that is attributed to the Ramban. וכן משמע לישנה מסליס דמידם הקיים קיים לאופר אחד לאיפר השני בים שמוסי דשוב אין תקונה ויש זאת לשיטה את הרמבה ויש מפורשים יש תקונה זאת לשיטה את הרמבה אם יופר או רישן פעם שניס ורישניקה now they mention the Rambam. Where does the Rambam say that? The Rambam Perek Yud Gimel Milchas Nedarim Halacha Chof and Halacha Chof Aleph. Hamikayim Nidrei Bi Halacha Chof Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Chof. Hamikayim Nidrei Bitei Yoyishtei Veinichayim Nichayim Yed Charot Harivini Shalechocham Matle Akamosi Vechizel Meifalo Boi Biyei Abel Im Heifalo Vinichay Eini Yochel Yishol Yilchochem Kedishi Yaz Veikayim. In other words, the child is effective and a comic, but Shaila is not effective and a fault. Naro miroso shenotro vikim lo vio livade. Alocha chavale. Naro miroso shenotro vikim lo vio livade. Oy baylo livade. Veheifelo acher afal pishe nisha lechochem. Vihita lo yakam mosei inechizel meifelo imo acher shekvar heifelo. So that means inechizel meifelo. He is incapable of being meifel. This is the shite of the Rambam. That the Ram is referring to. Sheim lem lo hofir al shneim kecha. Why? So it's explained in afor acha afor. In other words, that the Baal Da'av has only a privilege of exercising once the prerogative of afor. But if he already exercised this prerogative once, he does not have the privilege of exercising it a second time. I mean, I'm the same neder. I say, you neder, he can exercise. Now, the Groh, so the Rosh and the Rambam happen to have the same sheet. But the Groh in Shulchan Aruch, he is medayik from the Rosh and the Rambam, that the Rambam mentions a bigger chiddush than the Rosh. Because when you look at the Rosh, so how does the Rosh apply the Gemara to the case? So he says, actually Rosh and Gemara is like that. Kin dehefer echot men v'kiyam echot. V'chozer am kayim v'nish lo akamosim. So he says, kin hochem. So, I mean, the Rosh and Gemara is like this. In other words, so the Rosh mentions the case where the Baal was Mefer first, and then the father was Mekayim. Let's say the Baal was Mefer at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then at 12 o'clock, the father was Mekayim, and then later was Nisha. So, it's in Afora Achafor. But the Rosh doesn't say that if the father was Mekayim first. Let's say the father was Mekayim the neder of his daughter at 6 o'clock in the morning. And then at 12 o'clock, after that, coming by the father, the Orus makes him Aisa for it. And then, after 12, the father is Nisha Lechochem. So then the Rosh could say, here it's not Shayach to say in Afor HaFor. Because at the time of the Afor, there was no Afor. Because the Akomet took place before the Afor. But the Groh is Nidayik from the Loshon of the Rambam. That the Rambam is reference to a case where the Akome took place first and then the Afor by the other. Because the Loshon of the Rambam in Aloch Echof Aleph is Naro Meoroso Shenotro Vikim Lo Vio Levade Oy Bailo Levade Vehifelo Ho Echot Afal Piso. He says Vikim Lo Vio Levade Bailo Levade Vehifelo Acher. So first he mentions Kiem, and then Hefelach. So that means that the Rambam has reference to the case where the father was Mikhaim the Neder at 6 o'clock in the morning. And then the Baal was made the Afore at 12 o'clock. After that come. And then after 12, the father was Sheil Lechochem and the Akome. So in Chayzer u'meifelo ima achir shekvo heifelo. Now, so that's even a big achidish. B'chol apoches in the case of the Rosh. So at the time of the Afore, there was no akomez yet. So the mele, and then the Afore became bottle. So we say, in Afore achafore. But in this case, so in other words, so at the time of the Afore, the Akome was, it already existed, the Akome. So Memele, Liflug, the Afore, by the Baal, should be Ptume Misa Baalme, should be just verbiage. I mean, just nonsense that he was saying. If the father was making him at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then at 12, the Baal made the Afore, so what kind of Afore? It's a joke. So still, the Groh says that according to the Rambam, even in such a case, in other words, because it doesn't depend upon the halis of the Afore. Even though in such a case, the Afore b'shaite had no halis, but just the maisa Afore. The maisa Afore. In other words, one cannot exercise, according to Ram, it's such a big chiddush, one cannot exercise a maisa Afore more than once. So even though the first maisa Afore b'shaite had no halis, in the case of the Rosh, so the first Maisa Afore b'shaite had chalensi. And then it became Bottle of Afreya. Then through the Akome. But in the case of the Rambam, as the Groh explains it, so b'shaite had no chalensi. So even so, we say, in Afore Maisa Afore. It's a very strange chiddush. All right, we'll leave it here. I don't want to go over it. All right, so we'll go over the Gemara that way. First, we'll cover the Gemara up to Boyer Rabbi. Kiemichi, Kiemichi, up to Boya Rabbe, and then we'll skip to the mission of Mitzahov, up to the mission of Derech Talmid HaChomim, and then we'll start of Boya Rabbe, Kiemichi, Kiemichi, Nishla Kom Rishinima. The Gemara of the Rifa Rechod Mem, the Kiemichi, the Kiemichi, the Kiemichi, the Kiemichi, So we have a machlokes hashem. Most hashemim agree with the shita of the Ramban and the Ram that the pshat in this gemara is the komashim mefirin shneim basachas, that even though the baal was already meifeya, the baal was already meifeya, and so we don't say that after the av is nisha. And he's a coming. So all he has to do is to make a fore. And then the original fore of the Baal will be joined to the fore by the Av that he made after he was Nishal and a coming. But the Baal, if the Av makes a fore after he's Nishal and a coming, so the Baal will have to make a new fore all over it. But if the Baal will make a new fore, then the Neder will be Mufa. What the Shittes Rambam is, and the Shittes Rosh is, that even if the Baal will make a new Afore, after the Afore of the Av, which was made after he was Nisha al-Kamosei, so it's still, the Neder will still not be Mufa. Will still not be Mufa. So, some say, because in Afore Achafo. In Afore Achafo. Now, that means that the Torah gave the authority, the Baal, the Av, to exercise the prerogative of Afore just once, not more than once. Then it was mentioned that there is according to the Rosh Diuk in the Rambam, so there is a big Chiddush in the Rambam, which the Rosh doesn't say, because all that the Rosh says is that if the Baal was making, and then later in the day the father was making, and then later he was Nishal HaKamos, and then he was Mefer, Da'av. And so even if the Baal will make a new Afore, so in Afore HaFore. But from the Rambam's Loshen, it's Mashma, that even if the father made HaKome first, and then the Baal made the Afore, and then the Av, the Av was Nishal HaKamosei, and then the Av made the Afore, if there was Nishal HaKamosei. So the father, the Baal, cannot make a new Afore to be joined to the Afore of the Av. That's a big Achidesh, because if the Rambam didn't say it, if we just said what the Rosh says, so then we could say, in Afore Achar Afore is only Shayach in Bishayte, at the time that the Baal made the Afore, so the Afore Bishayte was Afore. So since he exercised the prerogative of Afore once, and then later on it became bottom, because he was making. So even though the father was Nisha, so it's going from Afore, there was no Akome. But Bishayte, the Afore was Afore. Because the Afore, the Rosh deals with the case where the Baal made the Afore first and then the father made the Akome. But the Gros says that according to the Rambam, so even if the father made the Akome first and then the Baal made the Afore, so even Bishayte the Afore was not the Afore. So why should we say in Afore and Afore there was no Afore, it was just verbiage to be Milse Baalme. So that's the chiddush of the Grom. He's mitayik on Loshen Rambam, and it's a very good diuk in the Loshen Rambam. Perek Yudgimel Chesedom Alocha Chavalim Narom Rosso Shenodro Vikiyem Lo Avi Olivade Oibay Olivade. So first took place the Akome Veiv Lo Achem. Then the Afore. So, did that for it? Bishai, they have any effect? If it was made, after that come, Afal Pisha Nisha Lechochem, Vihita Lo Yaakov Mosei, Eine Chize O Meifalo, Imo Acher Shekvo Heifalo, Shein Lehem Lehofeya, Elo Shnein Kert. That's the Bishai Nisha. Now, what's the Pshat in the Rambam? So some say that the Pshat in the Rambam is, the Pshat in the Rambam is in Afor Achafor. And even in the Rosh in the Rambam. And even we call it the Rambam. We still say in Afor Achafor, even though Bishai Tei the Afor was not the Afor, because the Akome preceded the Afor. All right, we still say that. The Karneiro says something else. Now, what the Karneiro says, if the Karneiro had been the only one who said it, all right, but it seems from Rabbi Avrom in Or that he is saying that. There is no nafkemine, I mean, but it's just the rumdes, how we understand it. As a matter of fact, he can use the expression afora afore and mean what Rabbi Avrom in Or says, or what the Karneiro says. Rabbi Avrom in Or says as follows. והרם פירש פרק ידגימו דינדורים, מן דהי כמקרה, ואם פירו שני מטו, או אם קיים ונשאר זה ביים ששום החברי, יופר עטו אתם מתארס כמה שלו, עד אם פירו שני מבסחס, כלי מה, ביטחו נאחס, הוי ואיך עוד היפר, ואיך עוד קיים, שוב אם לא הם קייח לאופר, דיסו להווה כאחס, אבל אם שום איך עוד ואיפה לו, ושום האחר בוי ביים ששום החברי, ואיפה לו שלוי בפונף של חברי, הווה מופן. מופן. So, you can read it into the Loshin of the Rabbi Avraham in Or, that he means in Afor Achafor, that the Torah authorized the Baal or the Av to exercise the prerogative of Afor only once. Not more than once. But he doesn't use the expression in Afor Achafor. He uses another expression. Komashmelon adem yifirim shneim basachas kileimer bitchuna achas hoyu voechod heifeya. So he doesn't say, if he meant in afore ach afore, so he should say, hoyu ve'echod heifer. Ve'echod heifer. Ve'echod kayem, shuv ein loy, ve'echod sheheifer, lo'afireit. No, he doesn't say, shuv ein lohem kiach lo'afir. And it's not bitchun achas. In other words, it seems that the shita of Rabbi Avraham in Or is that by Nara Amoroso, Vio, Bailo, Mifirim, Loreo, so there has to be a concurrence. I mean, the Av and the Baal have to concur in the Afore. So, if now the Karneiro has the Kashi, suppose each one will be making, each one, the Av will be making the Neder of his daughter, and the Baal will be making the Neder of his wife, and then each one will be nishul lechochem and akomen. And then each one will be meifia. So then it's all right. Then the neder is meifia. So yes, the kashe. So why if both are making and both are nishul and akomen? So then, and then both can be meifia. But if one is meifia, the other is making, and the one is making is nishul akomen. And he's Mayfair. And the other one was Mayfair at first, he's Mayfair again. Then, therefore, it cannot take effect. What's their logic? But according to Rabbi Avraham in Or, and this is what the Karneiro probably means when he explains the Shinas Rambam. So, the halacha is that here, since therefore has to take effect, Bishutves, so Mimela, the Baal's Maise has to concur with the Av's Maise. There cannot be any disagreement. If at one moment there was a dissent, a disharmony between the two, so it cannot be rectified anymore. So if, let's say, the Av, the Chatchile, at the very outset, the Av and the Baal are making, and then they are both Nishal, and then they are both Mayfair, then it's all right, because then there is full harmony, cooperation between the two. At first, they both were disposed to collaborate in Eder, and then they were Nishal, and they both concurred In the form of the neder. So there was perfect harmony between the two shukvim in the neder. But if at one stage there is a disharmony, there is a disagreement between the two shukvim who have jurisdiction over the neder of the aruso, so then it cannot be rectified anymore. So in the case where the Baal was mefer and the father was Mikayim, and it doesn't make any difference whether the Baal was Mefer first and then the father was Mikayim, and then it was Nishal and then it was Mefer and then the Baal was Mefer, or the father was Mikayim first, as the Rambam mentions according to the Diuk of the Gor, Mikayim first and then the Baal was Mefer and then the father was Nishal and then the father was Mefer and then the Baal again was Mefer. But that means at the time, at one stage, so one was Mefer, one expressed a disapproval of the neder, and one shutev expressed an approval of the neder. So it's not bitchun achas. So in other words, if there was, at one moment, there was no concurrence, so mainly there cannot be any authority. So in other words, so it's not a matter of semantics. I mean, it's not a matter of semantics. You see, if we say naforacha afore, so the reason is why, in this case of the Mishnah, so there couldn't be afore is because the Baal was mefer once, and that afore was bottle, cannot exercise the prerogative of afore again. So the chisong is in the afore of the Baal. But according to Rav Navrom in Oslom, this, the chisong is not in the afore of the Baal, because the Av at one moment did not concur with the Baal. So Memele, the Hafore of the Av, who at one moment disagreed with the Baal, so Memele, he cannot be made. He cannot be made. This is the Loshen. This is what the Basachas means. Basachas doesn't mean that they have to be the same moment. One can do the afore b'shachris and the other one can do the afore b'arvis. But it means there must be concurrence all the time. If there is any disharmony between the two shutvim in the neder of the aruso, so then it cannot have afore. All right. Now, so the Ram mentions in the name of the Rajpo, the Kashe, why do we say that the afore kamais is botlo? In other words, not according to the Rambam. All right, according to the Ram and according to the Rashi. So there still can be afor, but only if the Baal will make a new afor. But we don't say that inasmuch as the Baal made already afor, and then the father who originally was making, so was Nishal HaKamosei, and then he made afor. So let the original afor of the Baal be joined to this afor of the Av, without the Baal making a new afore. So he has the kashe, the Rashi has the kashe. Why is it necessary that the Baal should make a new afore? But after all, since a chocham is eker, an edel mafreya, and akome is like an eder, so the mele is a going milk from afreya, that there was never any akome. So without the Baal making a new afore, the original afore should be joined to the afore by the Av. This is the Rashi's Rashi. So the Ram doesn't mention what kind of interest the Rashi gives, but obviously because the Ram disagrees with the Rashi's Lomdis. But he says, "Well, the deal afkushi equal the yidushi mitechshu ma'isi gomu afal gav the chol zman shelo itiro lo ychayle ki itiro amrin on the igloy milse the mikore chayle aval afore the chad mehane kol shle tvei di ba'benap shel avmidi ela bitzeruf ve diidoch va'afilu bitzeruf ve diidoch le mehane." So the Ran explains it, that's the Aloha Basachas. Aloha Basachas. In other words, because at the moment when the father was making the neder of his daughter, so the afore of the Baal did not have the potential of being Mitzurev. At that moment, it did not have the potential of being Mitzurev with the Av's afore, because the Av at that moment there was a akome by the Av. So Memele becomes one. And then he mentions the Raya, Rodinitanye, the Hefer Echad man, Umeis, I botla aforose, Hilkach, Kim da afore, the Chad, Afilu, Kim da afore, the Chad, Afilu, Lehinke, Chavere, Klishe Tuve, kol heiche deike, kim da hi scheite le chase le atzte rufe, botle le gamre, וכיו לחזי אוי שייטה, לא יחזי נאמה בוס עזים. לחזי נאמה עזים. What's the פשט in the run? The פשט in the run is as follows. Now, נער אמרוסו ויו ביילו מפירים את הרעל. So that means that both have jurisdiction over the neder of the Arus. The father has jurisdiction and the Baal has jurisdiction. So ממילא, they are two chaleisi. Now, the Gemara says that according to Basil, it's Miklash Kolish. According to Bishama, it's Migas Gais. So, what does it mean? According to Basil, it's Miklash Kolish, that when one is Meifeya, so that weakens the Neder. And if an Ishe will make a Neder Shel Asar Kikya, and then the Baal will be Meifeya, the father not, and then the Ishe will eat of that Kikya shall be Ptur of Malkis. Because through it requires the afore of both in order to annul, to nullify the nether completely, but in order to undermine the nether, to weaken the nether, to diminish the intensity of the nether, afore of one can do the job. So that means that actually they are two chalesi in by Nara Moroso, in the afores. One, there is an individual chales of each one's afore, and then there is a joint chales of the two afores together, of the two shutvim who have jurisdiction over the arusas neder. So mele, of course, it doesn't have to be at the same moment, but there is always a joint chalois at one moment. Which moment? The moment of the second maisafor. So let's say, if the Baal was made for first, in the morning, and then at 12 o'clock, the Av is made for, or vice versa. So when the first shooting was made fair, so then, let's say, according to Basil, that Miklash Kolish, so it had an individual, so the afore of the Baal, the first afore, when that first afore took place, so it was hal to the extent of weakening the neder. That's an individual chalitz. Then when the father, at 12 o'clock, he's the second one to make that afore, when he makes that afore, then there is a joint chalis of both afores, of the afore of the av, who is making the second afore, and the maisa afore that took place 6 hours before by the bar. So, in other words, in respect to the individual chalis, so that takes effect the moment simultaneously with the maisa afore, but the joint chalis takes effect simultaneously with the second maisa afore. The second mice afore. So then the two afores are held together jointly, not only together in the sense, the same moment. The two chalesim could take effect at the same moment, but individually. No, it's one chales. There is emergence between the mice in the chales of the first afore and the second afore. So there is a joint. So in order to undermine the neder, an individual, so one afore is enough. But in order to nullify the neder completely, there must be the joint chalois of both my afores. And when does that joint chalois take effect? At the time of the second afore. The second afore. So mimele, so he says, אבל אפור את אחד מהנה קושל את רי, בפנף של אבידי, אלו בצירוף את אידך. ואפילו בצירוף את אידך, לא עם מהנה כל זמן שנראים לצטרי ביחד. וכניתני, והיא פרחות מהן ומאיס, היא בוט לא אפורוסת. היו כך. So if the Baal was Mayfair, and then he died, so his afore becomes bottle, that's the run shit. Bottle of Rose, Hilkach, why is it bottle of Rose? Because true, at the time of the Maisa Afor of one, of the first one, so there's an individual Chalais, and it's only how to the extent of weakening the neder, to diminish it from the intensity of the neder, so that there shouldn't be any malchus, but it doesn't nullify the neder. But at the time that the second afore takes place, then there is a joint chalois, and then the joint chalois nullifies the neder of the ishe completely. So mimele, if he dies, if one of the shutvim dies, so mimele, it's impossible that there should be a emergence of the two afores, that The dwarf forest, there should be a joint colonies. So if it becomes impossible, that there should be a tzivu, so mele it's mevatel imafreya. It's mevatel imafreya the neder. Alright. Kol tani deiver echad men omeiz bot la frose. Hil kachim da fore de chav. Afi mitel heikim chavere. Flishe tuve. Kol heikha de heikim. Kiven da yishayte. Loi chazi la tzterupe. Bot lo legamre. Vichim lo chazi a yishayte. Loi chazi name bose zim. Alright. Now let's see this is the Ran's terence. But let's see the Raj. This is the Raj bose kashe. But the Ran does not like the Raj bose terence. But let's see what the Raj bose terence is. וקשה להשמי, כי מי שנישה לה כמוסה, המי לא ימרים או מייריקים, והוא אקרה, וטבע כמוסה כאילו לא יישא ואפור הסמי של טבע אפור הסמאלי. דוחוך המקסה אלה מיקורי, והרי זה כאילו להיקים כלל, וכדומה לכמה לגב הקדושי, המקדש שזה אישה אומנה שאין לו לנדורים, ונמצאו לנדורים אין לו מקדשת. הול חוי צל חוכם ואיתים הרי זה מקדשת. וחשבים הם כאילו יהיו לנדורים כלל בשביל הקדושים. So here too, if the father was nishal, alakamose, it should be loy milsel mafreya, it should be retroactively determined that there was no akome. There was no akome. So what was there? Just the afore by the baal. And mimele, and then later on, when after the shaila, the av is made fair, so the two should be mitzure. V'yesh leimah, v'yikayim echod ikomar ane daf ke'av, u'may ach echod, echod miyuchat shebehem, dain av, v'chayitz v'talmud av. V'echod mifreka, svin, all right, so he mentions in Edimian, in Gemore v'obasre, that when it says echod, it means echod amiyuchat. Hochenam, daf kek v'shekiyem av, v'kayme lifishehu rakeh chabal, v'nachorosi klum, elo kishehoyo av rol lofer, שנבל מייפר אלו בשבילס. So the Rashi mentions here a very big chiddush. He says, when Gemara says, ki yitzrich ben leheifer echod men viki yem echod, it doesn't mean that regardless who is the mayfair and who is the mikayim, no. Ki yem echod means echod am yuchat shebehem. Ki yitzrich leheike ben leheifer echod, the baal was mayfair. And then the av was mikayim. Because the Av plays a predominant role relative to the Baal. The Baal plays a relatively insignificant role, the Baal, relative to the Av. So the Baal's role in the nether of his wife is relatively insignificant. The father's role is a predominant role. So Mimele, if it is a verechot men the Baal, viki yamecho the Av, וחוזר המקיים נשאר כמוסי, מהו לתאים ומהי די כה אקר כמה שמפיר שלים בסך אז. So then the Baal will have to make a new afore in order to be joined to the afore that the Av makes after his nishar kamosi. But suppose it would be the other way around. Suppose the father was made fair and then the Baal was making and then the Baal was nishar. Then the Baal was nishar and then the Baal is made fair. So it will not be necessary. It will not be necessary for the Av. It will not be necessary for the Av to be making you a fool. What's the pshat? So the pshat. It seems now there is a Yerushalmi, even though the Rashbo, even though Al Gemore is contrary to the Yerushalmi, but the main principle that the Yerushalmi expresses, according to the Rashbo, is true according to Al Gemore. The Yerushalmi also has that abaya. Now the Gemara Daf Samaches is Abaye. He boil Baal Mikas Gai is a Niklash Kodesh. Here he come in boil on, can not from itre Zesi, we show my always behavior, we are close. He am like Mikas Gai is lucky. He am going to Niklash Kodesh, he's to the Baal Mikas. So the Gemara mentions the example, can be not drawn mitre Zesi, we show my always behavior. So the Gemara spells out the case where the Oros was the one who was made there. And that Av was not made. So, many Rishayim say, the Rashbo, they say that the Ho'adin, if the Av,